Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Half of the country, bringing power outages to hundreds of thousands of people. Recovery efforts are now underway in places like St. Louis.
This is going to be a very exhausting and extensive search pattern.
City Fire Commissioner Dennis Jenkerson. Negotiations resume this afternoon between New Jersey Transit and the Rail Engineers Union as a strike now stretches into its second day. ABC's Marcus Solis.
So close but yet so far for those commuters who are facing a second straight day without rail service as the strike continues. But the good news is that both sides are indeed talking.
Engineers have been pushing for increased wages. NJ Transit says what they're asking for isn't economically viable. The search is on in Louisiana after a prison break early yesterday morning. Seven people still at large. This is ABC News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate ceasefire after the Palestinian Ministry of Health reports 153 people were killed in the past 24 hours. More than 450 have been injured, they say, as IDF operations intensify across the Gaza Strip. ABC's Mary Bruce says President Trump is now weighing in after returning home from his Middle East trip.
No deal to end hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Israel ratcheting up attacks in Gaza. The president saying, quote, we've got to get that taken care of.
We're going to say we have to help also out the Palestinians. You know, a lot of people are starving on Gaza, so we have to look at both sides.
The president's first major trip abroad, three countries over 4 days, focusing more on dollars and cents than foreign policy. The trip aimed at boosting America's business ties in wealthy Arab states, a region where his own family has growing financial interests.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
It's currently an overcast 53 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon forecast calls for breezy and cooler than normal, with clouds and a few peaks of sun possible, maybe some patchy drizzle with highs reaching around 59. Staying mostly cloudy to partly cloudy tonight, with lows dropping to around 40 degrees. Partly cloudy but not as windy on Sunday, with highs reaching around 63. Clouds building once again Sunday night, with lows dropping to around 41. And for your Monday forecast, expect cloudy and blustery with a 30% chance of showers, especially in the south, highs reaching around 58. Again in Richland Center, after our morning's low of 45, we're currently at 54.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while
while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
It's time to celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with Schmidt Woodland Hills, and someone is about to win big. The 60th anniversary vacation raffle is in full swing, and the grand prize is a luxurious five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida, complete with sun, sand, and sea. First prize, a three-night Northwoods getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus exciting cash prizes and adventure experiences are up for grabs. Tickets are just $10 each or $5 for $45 and are available now at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners will be drawn July 17th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing. No need to be present to win. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com to learn more. Sunshine, adventure, and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Today is Saturday, May 17th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The number of unemployed people in Wisconsin increased slightly in April, according to the preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.3% over last month. That is still 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The Wisconsin's labor force decreased by 4,900 over the month. Over 3,066,000 people were employed in the state of Wisconsin in April. Wisconsin sees a substantial drop in fatal drug overdoses. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports Wisconsin is among six states and the District of Columbia to see the total number of year-to-year overdose deaths drop by more than 35%. The biggest drop was in West Virginia, which saw a 44% decline. Only Nevada and South Dakota saw increases in fatal overdoses. Overall, total U.S. overdose deaths dropped by 30,000, a 27% decrease, which the CDC says is the largest one-year decline ever recorded. The Village of Muscadet's Morel Mushroom Festival continues today and tomorrow. This afternoon features a softball tournament and Riverdale Varsity Baseball Invitational and the Fire Safety House for Kids. The parade on Wisconsin Avenue will step off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Following the parade, Native American hoop dancers will be performing at Mushroom Headquarters. Also throughout the day, there will be arts and crafts and various food vendors offering local delicacies. This evening, the Muscadet Fire Department will have their annual steak feed starting at 4 o'clock at the firehouse, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk along the Wisconsin River. Tomorrow morning, there will be a cowboy church at 9:30. A cornhole tournament will be held, and the Muscadet Mudcats will play at 1 o'clock. Throughout the weekend, attendees can also enjoy a variety of activities, such as bounce houses, a petting zoo, and food and beverage tastings. Fresh and fried morel mushrooms will be available for purchase, celebrating the seasonal delicacy at the Muscadet Mushroom Festival today and tomorrow. For more information and a detailed schedule of events, you can visit the official festival website or the Village of Muscadet's page. The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team's Quilt Gala is being held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. There will be a variety of over 50 quilted items to bid on at the auction. The event is a gala also to be fun. The event is a gala, so it will also be fun to dress in your fanciest attire. There will also be refreshments available to purchase. Finger foods and other items can also be bought. Doors to the NASCAR Fans United Grace Team's Quilt Gala at the Richland Center Community Center will be open until 6 o'clock tonight. The quilt auction will begin at 8. Tickets to attend are $10 per person and can be purchased at the door. All money raised will go to Grace. The Ithaca Lions Club will, once again, be holding their annual consignment auction tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction will help the club with their community service goals. Consignment items are being auctioned include farm machinery and equipment, cars and trucks, lawn and garden, recreation, household antiques, and more. The auction will get underway at 11 o'clock. Farm equipment will be auctioned at approximately 1:30. Items will be accepted at the auction site today from now until 5 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow, the day of the auction, from 8 until 9:30. If you have any questions, you can contact Dick Hauser at 608-574-1688, Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. A memorial ride for Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster will be held tomorrow. This is the second year of the event. Tom Hendricks is the organizer of the memorial ride.
It was just an idea I had in my head, and I just started working at it. And last year was my first year trying it, and we had a few people show up. And this year I'm trying to get more. I've managed to find a few other people to hopefully join me. They said they might come, and maybe get a few more people this year than I did last year.
Money raised from the ride goes to Grace in memory of Phyllis.
She's quite the lady. She was a heck of a farm girl. She's born and raised on a farm about like me, and she married a farmer, and they've been farming ever since, and she pretty much fed calves from the day she was farming till the day she died. She only a few weeks before she died that she was feeding calves on the farm, and she was pretty much the person that kept things going around there.
Anyone can take part in the memorial ride. All you have to do is meet at the starting point of the ride.
I'll be leaving at Honkers at 12 noon. That's just past the bridge in Muscadet, just the other side of the bridge in Honkers, and meet there, and then we'll head there for Whiskey Roll, and then from Whiskey Roll we'll head right straight to Rockton for chicken.
If you are taking part in the event and wish to enjoy a chicken dinner, you must call Rockton Bar in advance at 608-625-4395 to place your order so it's available upon arrival. There will also be raffles during the memorial ride for Grace in memory of Phyllis Armbruster tomorrow. Start time for the ride is noon at Honkers in Muscadet. May is Military Appreciation Month. We'll return with a look at how our service members can protect themselves from scammers.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpsons Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpsons Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock. cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
WRCO News Time is 12:15. May is Military Appreciation Month. It is a great time to thank and show appreciation to past and present military service members for their sacrifices and service. Unfortunately, there are scammers who do not show gratitude and instead target military consumers year-round. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We've talked about this in the past. When military service members leave service, they continue to be targeted by scams tailored to take advantage of them. So veterans should be aware of these scam strategies and how to identify and avoid them.
Military consumers are contacted various ways with a variety of scams.
They are targeted by phone, email, postal mail, social media, everything. So a couple different scams to just give examples to this is upfront fee scams. In this scam, a veteran is contacted and offered a service in exchange for paying an upfront fee. The pitch may be a discount or special deal only available to veterans. And that could be things such as maximizing a veteran's benefits or finding them discounts on other products and services, sending copies of a veteran's military record, or maybe a guaranteed loan or credit accounts, which may be real, but don't always cost an upfront fee and could have high fees and interest rates when dealing with the scammer.
Scammers also try to compromise a service member's personal information through benefit scams.
Applying for VA benefits, we know that can be very complicated, and many veterans rely on assistance to navigate the process. And this is where the scammer steps in, offering to help veterans with benefit claims, but they're actually planning to exploit them for personal gain. So signs of a veteran's assistance, a VA benefits scam, include sending blank forms for the military consumer to sign with an assurance that they will be filled out correctly later by the scammer, claiming to have a special relationship with the VA, medical professionals, or other government programs, and they can, quote, guarantee a specific claim outcome.
Michelle Reinen says there is also another scam that targets military consumers.
The final example I'll give today is pension poaching scams, where veterans may be contacted by financial advisors or attorneys to apply for legitimate benefits programs. However, some unethical pension poachers, if you will, profit by helping claimants artificially qualify for pension benefits, such as hiding their actual assets. And the poacher gets paid up front, but the claimant may need to repay any benefits they receive when the VA later finds their eligibility wasn't really valid.
Veterans should only work with VA-accredited attorney, claims agents, and veteran service organizations regarding benefits and pensions. No one can guarantee that a claimant will be eligible for specific awards, benefits, or services. Also, legitimate accredited attorneys and claims agents generally charge claimants a fee only after a VA regional office has issued a decision on the claim. If you have been scammed, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Ho-Chunk drumming, dancing, and singing will take place at Tippasaukee Farms near Blue River when the Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe performs at the Cross Currents Heritage Center tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Ben Moffitt is from the Tippasaukee Farms.
They're going to be performing outdoors under a tent, only about 200 yards from a former Ho-Chunk village that was excavated by the Wisconsin Historical Society, the state archaeologist. The Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe will be bringing 4 to 5 drummers who sing and 12 to 20 dancers of various ages in full regalia.
It has been about 180 years since Ho-Chunk drumming, singing, and dancing took place at the farm. The dance troupe will not has not been performing that long, but do have quite a few years of experience. The show will not only be entertaining, but a learning experience as well.
They've been performing, I think I may have said, for 49 years. They really are great. What they like to do, from what I hear, is talk in between the numbers and explain some of the significance of the implements they use, the costumes, the dance, the stories.
There will be 100 folding chairs set up for seating, but visitors are welcome to bring lawn chairs and blankets. Pre-registration is required at crosscurrentsheritage.org. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated, but not required to attend the event. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital will be holding their annual Teddy Bear Clinic tomorrow from noon until 3 o'clock. Kids can learn about medical exams through hands-on activities. Staff will help ease any fears as kids rotate through stations like primary care, lab, and x-ray, along with others, using their teddy bears as patients. They will also meet local emergency responders and check out the Gunderson Air helicopter up close. Each child will also receive a teddy bear and a coloring book while supplies last. The event is free and no registration is required. When arriving at the event, please use the Bluff Street Terrace entrance. For more information, you can call Gunderson Area Hospital at 608-375-4112. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Today is Saturday, May 17th. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81, of Avoca, died May 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after a long, courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held on Sunday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the funeral home in Muscadet on Sunday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Gerald Anding is survived by 3 children, Jerry Jr. and Melissa Anding of Spring Green, Jenny and Chris Blado of Muscadet, and Bruce and Tracy Anding of Spring Green, along with 4 grandchildren, sister-in-law Millie and Dean Chudy of Janesville, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gerald J. Anding Sr., 81, of Avoca. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45, of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center, died April 27th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from noon until 5 o'clock at events at Castle Rock in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established for her son, Tucker. Brooke Matthews is survived by her husband, Greg, son, Tucker, her maternal grandmother, Elsie Keller of Boscobel, brother Jason Rubitsky of Toma, father-in-law and mother-in-law Tim and Brenda Matthews of Spring Green, sisters-in-law Julie and Mike Cast of Reedsburg, and Sarah Peterson of Mauston, brother-in-law James and Jamie Matthews of Fisher, Minnesota, along with nieces, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and her mother, Janet's life partner, Randy Wirtz. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45 of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Katie Nanuman and Michael Stenley had a daughter, Cora Lee.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Mike and Crystal Durst, Brandon and Molly Schwingel, and Jim and Linda Birch. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Certainly is a breezy, cool mid-May day. Temperatures running a good 10 or 12 degrees below normal. We're on the backside of that powerful storm system which came through here a couple of days ago with the severe weather. And now that northwest wind flow driving in the air out of central Canada. By tomorrow, we should see a bit more sunshine, so that'll make it feel nicer, and less wind as well. It looks like, though, more stormy weather on the way early to mid-next week as low pressure spins up across the central plains and tracks eastward. Now, at this point, it looks like the heaviest rain and severe weather threat will stay south of Wisconsin, but we'll certainly keep an eye on things. And as it stands, we could see at least a half inch of rainfall Tuesday into Tuesday night. The forecast details for the rest of today look for more clouds than sun, gusty winds, and perhaps a few stray sprinkles or a little drizzle. Temperature reaching the upper 50s to around 60, west-northwest wind 12 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Partial clearing tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, with a high of 63. Northwest wind 5 to 10, becoming northeast. On Monday, cloudy and blustery, with a 30% chance of showers, especially south. Highs in the upper 50s, east wind 15 to 25. Heading into Tuesday, cloudy, windy, and cool, with rain most of the day. Low at 43, high about 54. Wednesday, decreasing clouds and breezy. Low 40, high of 64. Thursday, partly cloudy and comfortable. Low 38, high 67. And Friday, sunshine continues with lows around 42, highs up to 70. There is some potential of rain again by Friday night or Saturday. Have yourself a great weekend. Again, tomorrow does look sunnier across the area. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently an overcast 54 degrees in Richland Center. We received about 0.02 of an inch of rain from this morning. Barometer reading of 29.87. We have a wind speed averaging about 15 miles per hour out of the east currently. We had a record high, we had yesterday's high of 79 degrees, and we received about 0.03 of an inch of rain yesterday. Our morning's low was 45. We had a record high in 1972 of 89 degrees, record low in 1973 of 30 degrees. Last year's high reached 81 with a low of 49. The sun will set today at 8:21 and rise tomorrow at 5:35. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at an overcast 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like doot doot, and sometimes it's like grrr.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the grrr.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Saturday afternoon, everybody. How are we doing today? That, of course, was Blue Image with Ride Captain Ride. Yep, kicking things off on this retro Saturday with Saturdays with Simo. It's great to have you along. Have some awesome tunes that I'm going to be playing for you. Starting out with Blue's Image. Next, we've got some Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This is the Marrakesh Express.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes, traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. To get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board.
Money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Take the train to Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold cobras hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Striped your leathers we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train.
Thank you.
From their Magical Mystery Tour album, came out in 1967. Song written by Sir Paul called Hello Goodbye. Alistair Taylor was an assistant to Brian Epstein, the producer of the Beatles, and he happened to ask Paul at one point, he said, how do you write your songs? And Paul said to Alistair, well, come here, follow me. Let's go over here in the living room. There was a harmonium in the living room. And Paul started talking with Alistair, and he said, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say the very opposite of what I say. And it started with black, white, hello, goodbye, yes, no. And Paul started kind of composing this song as they were doing that. Now, Paul said he didn't remember that encounter later on, but could very well be that's how that came about, because they were always playing games with their music. Here are Peter, Paul, and Mary with 500 Miles.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. Lord, I'm one, Lord, I'm two. can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
Peter, Paul, and Mary with the folk song 500 Miles. I want to take this opportunity to thank the sponsors of today's program. They would include Mastodon Records, WP Dental, Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, and Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Thank you very much to each and every one of those sponsors of today's program. Couldn't do it without you. So, thanks from the bottom of my heart. So, we will hear from several of our sponsors right now and come back and hear a couple of songs from the 50s, a little Fats Domino, and a little bit of the Everly Brothers, right after these kind messages.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
From science fairs to sport fields, this class has done it all. Time to celebrate graduation of Weston High School 2025. Brought to you by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body. Our Retro Saturday sounds great no matter how you listen to WRCO-FM 100.9. Listen on air, online, or download the free Civic Media app and join us anytime.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my honey. spent all my morning. No use for you to cry. I see you by and by, 'cause I'm walking to New Orleans. I've got no time for talking. I've got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to
Fats Domino, walking to New Orleans. Here are the Everly Brothers. Bye, bye, love.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance that might have been. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye.
Thank you.
Chocolate and English Soul Band. That was released in early 1978, charted all the way to number 6 here on the Billboard Hot 100. It was only beat out with their tunes by You Sexy Thing. That was the only song they had that charted higher than that. But yeah, great tune, great guitar work on there. Fantastic. Well, it's 1 o'clock, so we need to take a break for station identification. Got to do that sort of a thing to keep the FCC off our backs. Last thing we want is them pounding on our door, don't you know? So we will identify our station and come back in 12 seconds and hear just a little bit of The Who.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.